At 6:06, it is partly clear, 55 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 64 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. As voters go to the polls tomorrow, there is one unknown factor here in Tulsa. Tulsa's Latino population has exploded since the last presidential election. And how will those folks vote?
Hispanics in Tulsa, Oklahoma today will align themselves with the Democratic Party, even though in their hearts they're probably more conservative than they realize.
That is Hispanic community leader Ed Martinez. While most feel the presidential election is a foregone conclusion in Oklahoma, it is unknown what the Latino vote will mean for the 1st District congressional race. We will go in detail on this story coming up at 7:35 this morning. Early voting resumes this morning at the Tulsa County Election Board on North Denver Avenue, and if Friday and Saturday are any indication, lines will be long again today. The polls will open in the precincts tomorrow at 7 a.m. The interim director of the Oklahoma Department of Veterans Affairs weighs in on VA-related problems. John McReynolds says the department does not need more governmental red tape. He says it needs better leaders.
Rarely have I ever found bureaucratic solutions to leadership problems. And we have leadership problems. Everything that's going, that we're having trouble with today, is a function of leadership.
State lawmakers have held a series of hearings on the issue. There have been allegations of abuse and neglect at Oklahoma Veterans Centers. An Oklahoma legislator has been awarded $51,300 in workers' compensation injuries sustained in a 2009 accident while driving to the state capitol. A lawmaker for State Representative Mike Christian of Oklahoma City says he has received the check that compensates him for the effects of a traffic crash in 2009. The Oklahoma City Republican will get slightly more than $41,000 after attorney fees are deducted. Well, with the cooler weather and our often gusty winds comes raking the leaves, an annual fall ritual. Mayor Bartlett says put them in a transparent bag and the new trash service will pick them up for free.
But it will be picked up free, no charge, for 3 months, November, December, and January.
He says stickers are not needed if they are in a transparent bag. Police in Pocola say the body of a 74-year-old missing woman since October 17th has been found in a dried creek bed in the eastern Oklahoma town. Corporal Barry Riggs says the body of Ruby Poole was found over the weekend and that there were no signs of foul play. Riggs says the body will be sent to the state medical examiner's office. Well, at the midway point of fall, Oklahoma farmers are getting concerned about the lingering drought in Oklahoma. Stillwell strawberry farmer Rick Longshore is worried about next year's strawberry crop.
The conditions are very, very dry. The water supply is short. Ponds are low. To get things back to normal, we're probably going to need 10 to 13 inches of more rain, you know, not all at once.
He says unless there is a lot of rain, he doubts next year's crop will be good. Our weather forecast, it's going to be sunny today, but rather windy, a high of 64. Tonight, partly clear and cool, down to 37 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 65. On Wednesday, plentiful sunshine and warmer. We should climb to 70 for a high. Thursday, clear, 72. Friday, windy and warm with a high of 77. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Now, at 6:10, it is clear and 55. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.